Good evening, this is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. Indian Space Research Organization successfully launches next-generation U.S. communication satellite Bluebird Block 2. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails ISRO for placing heaviest satellite ever launched from Indian soil. France, Germany and European Union slam U.S. visa bans as censorship dispute deepens. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls for a meeting with his U.S. counterpart to resolve sensitive issues in future peace deal with Russia. And in cricket, star India all-rounder Deepti Sharma climbs to world number one in ICC Women's T20 bowling rankings. And now the news in detail. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today successfully launched a next-generation U.S. communication satellite Bluebird Block 2 onboard its heaviest vehicle LVM3M6 from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The launch took place from the Satish Dhawan Space Station at 8:55 a.m. Indian Standard Time. After a flight journey of about 15 minutes, the spacecraft Bluebird Block 2 got separated from the vehicle and it was successfully placed into its intended orbit. Speaking on the occasion, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has hailed the successful launch and calling it the heaviest satellite ever lifted from Indian soil using an Indian launcher.
Extremely happy to announce that LVM3 Bahubali rocket M6 launch vehicle has successfully and precisely injected the Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite in the intended orbit. This was not an easy task considering the enormous efforts required because it requires very close coordination among various teams at different ISRO centers, units, industry, launch complex and the entire infrastructure availability.
The Bluebird Block 2 mission is part of a global LEO, Low Earth Orbit constellation to provide direct-to-mobile connectivity through satellite. This constellation would enable 4G and 5G voice and video calls, texts, streaming and data for everyone, everywhere, at all times. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO on the successful launch of the LVM3M6 mission. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said the successful LVM3M6 launch, placing the heaviest satellite ever launched from Indian soil, the spacecraft of USA Bluebird Block 2, into its intended orbit, marks a proud milestone in India's space journey. France today condemned a US visa ban on Thierry Breton, a former European Union commissioner, who helped drive landmark online regulation that Washington believes censors free speech and unfairly targets U.S. tech giants. The Trump administration imposed visa bans yesterday on Breton, one of the architects of the EU's Digital Services Act, DSA, and other anti-disinformation campaigners who it says were involved in censoring U.S. social media platforms. A report.
French President Emmanuel Macron said these measures amount to intimidation and coercion aimed at undermining European digital sovereignty. Germany's Justice Ministry said the two German activists had the government's support and solidarity and the visa bans on them were unacceptable. The EU says DSA is meant to make the online environment safer, in part by compelling tech giants to do more to tackle illegal content, including hate speech and child sexual abuse. Material. Washington has said the EU is pursuing undue restrictions on freedom of expression in its efforts to combat hateful speech, misinformation and disinformation. It also alleged that the DSA unfairly targets U.S. tech giants and U.S. citizens. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot said the DSA was approved in a democratic process and had no extraterritorial reach and in no way affects the United States. The European Commission has also strongly condemned the U.S. decision to impose a visa ban on five European individuals, including former EU Commissioner Breton. A Commission spokesperson said they will respond swiftly and decisively to defend their regulatory autonomy against unjustified measures. Valsa Williams for World News.
Cambodia said today that the Thai military used fighter jets to drop cluster bombs in Bante Menchi province. The Cambodian Ministry of Defense said the Thai military also used fighter jets to drop four bombs into civilian areas in Battambang province. Refuting the claim, Royal Thai Army spokesperson Vin Thai Savari said that the bombs were used against military targets and these shells are not weapons designed to harm civilians. A Cambodian defense spokesperson said that Thai military forces continue to use artillery and tank-mounted machine guns to fire at multiple targets in Cambodian territory. The Cambodia-Thailand border conflict has reignited since December the 7th, and both sides have accused the other of initiating the attack. According to the latest figures released by Cambodia, the conflict has so far forced about 5,45,000 Cambodians to flee their homes for safe shelters. A group of influential U.S. lawmakers has urged Bangladesh's interim government to ensure the election in February is free, fair and inclusive. In a letter to Chief Advisor Mohammed Yunus, U.S. Representatives Gregory W. Meeks, Bill Huizenga and Sidney Kamlagodau warned that banning an entire political party could disenfranchise a large section of voters. The lawmaker said freedom of association and individual criminal responsibility are fundamental human rights, cautioning that suspending party activities or reviving the flawed International Crimes Tribunal could undermine democratic credibility. They called on the interim government or a future elected administration to revisit the decision to ban the Awami League as Bangladesh prepares for its first election since the fall of the previous government. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for a meeting with his US counterpart to hammer out the most sensitive issues in a future peace deal with Russia, such as control of territory following the latest round of US-Ukrainian talks. According to remarks released by Ukrainian President's office, Mr. Zelensky said US-Ukrainian delegations had inched closer to finalizing a 20-point plan at the talks over the weekend in Miami. He added Ukraine is ready for a meeting with the United States at the leaders' level to address sensitive issues, including control of territory. Kyiv has been pressing Washington to modify a peace plan that, in a draft unveiled last month, echoed Moscow's main demands that Ukraine cede more territory. In Russia, three people, including two police personnel, were killed in an explosion in Moscow today. According to the Russian Investigative Committee, the explosion occurred after traffic police officers tried to arrest a suspicious person near their patrol car on a street. Emergency services investigators and forensic experts have started conducting probe at the site of the incident. Earlier on Monday, head of the Operational Training Directorate of the Russian Armed Forces General Staff, Lieutenant General Fanel Sarvarov, died from injuries after an explosive device planted under a car was detonated in southern Moscow. The government of Nepal and major political parties in the Himalayan nation have reached an agreement on creating an environment conducive for the upcoming 5th of March elections to the House of Representatives. Star India all-rounder Deepthi Sharma has topped the ICC Women's T20 International Bowling Rankings for the first time in her career. In the latest rankings released yesterday, the 28-year-old off-spinner haul off one wicket for 20 runs in the first T20 international match of the ongoing series against Sri Lanka in Visakhapatnam helped the off-spinner dethrone Australia fast bowler Annabel Sutherland by one rating point to sit at the top of the table with 737 points. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Indian Space Research Organization successfully launches next-generation U.S. communication satellite Bluebird Block 2. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails ISRO for placing heaviest satellite ever launched from Indian soil. France, Germany and European Union slam U.S. visa bans as censorship dispute deepens. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls for a meeting with his U.S. counterpart to resolve sensitive issues in future peace deal with Russia. And in cricket, star India all-rounder Deepthi Sharma climbs to world number one in ICC Women's T20 bowling rankings. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.